Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Ukraine, the Biden administration said Wednesday it's providing an additional $200 million in defensive military aid to the country amid soaring fears of a Russian invasion. A senior U.S. State Department official said the assistance was approved in late December as part of American efforts to help Ukraine protect itself. Until Wednesday, however, the administration had refused to comment on it. The official wasn't authorized to discuss the matter publicly before Blinken's meeting in Kiev and spoke on condition of anonymity. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Washington Wednesday for its support during Secretary of State Blinken's visit, amid fears of Russian aggression towards its neighbor. The Ukrainian leader said Kiev, over recent years, had allocated the maximum possible sums of money to bolster its military capacity. Russia is sending an unspecified number of troops from the country's far east to Belarus for major war games, officials said Tuesday, a deployment that will further beef up Russian military presence near Ukraine amid Western fears of a planned invasion. Amid the soaring tensions, the White House warned that Russia could attack its neighbor at any point, while the UK delivered a batch of anti-tank weapons to Ukraine. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Alexander Fomin said the joint drills with Belarus would involve practicing a joint response to external threats. Israeli police have evicted Palestinian residents from a disputed property in a Flashpoint Jerusalem neighborhood. The pre-dawn demolition took place in an east of Jerusalem neighborhood where attempts by Jewish settlers to evict longtime Palestinian residents have sparked protest. This is VOA News. A senior UK minister has said the British public is absolutely furious over allegations of rule-flouting government parties, including a May 2020 staff party in the garden of the Prime Minister's Downing Street residence. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Tuesday denied misleading Parliament about lockdown-breaching parties and confirmed he has given an account of events to an inquiry probing alleged violations of coronavirus rules by the government. Senior ministers in Johnson's Conservative government said they believed him, but added the Prime Minister would have to resign if he is proven to have lied. A growing number of lawmakers from Johnson's Conservative Party expressed discontent with their leader as pressure to oust him with a no-confidence vote grew. French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday he would push to have the right to abortion and defense of the environment added to the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights as his country takes on the bloc's rotating presidency. Macron told lawmakers at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, eastern France, that they must update the charter to be more explicit in these two areas. The Solomon's Island capital began a snap 60-hour lockdown Wednesday after a single case of coronavirus was detected in the community, the Prime Minister's office announced. It was declared an emergency zone until early Saturday after a ship passenger from a remote atoll tested positive. The Melanesian nation has been COVID-free for most of the pandemic, registering just 31 cases and zero deaths since it began. People will be confined to their homes for the duration and no travel is allowed outside the emergency zone. Tokyo and a dozen other areas in Japan are set to face new COVID-19 restrictions effective Friday, with local leaders shortening hours for restaurants as Omicron cases hit a record high in the capital. A government-commissioned experts panel on Wednesday approved a plan to put the 13 areas under a three-week restraint through February 13th. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to officially announce the new measures at a government task force meeting later Wednesday. German news agency DPA has reported that police are investigating thousands of cases of suspected forgery of coronavirus vaccine certificates. The DPA report Wednesday cited figures obtained from the country's 16 states showing more than 12,000 police investigations have been opened nationwide. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.